Some of the youngest people at the Democratic Convention are college students. They serve as interns or student journalists with various organizations from the DNC to NBC News. For most, this is the first presidential election in which they'll get to vote. Still, some of them say they've been watching politics closely since they were children, when Barack Obama first burst onto the political scene, and then when Hillary Clinton lost the nomination to him 4 years later. We asked local students for their observations about the convention and about Clinton.
My name is Marcus Granderson. I am a junior at Harvard College, and I am 19 years old. I would describe myself as someone who is independent but leans liberal. I haven't really strongly identified with either party. I watched the RNC, and I think seeing the difference in the messaging has been really interesting to me, and how they're really painting two vastly different pictures of America. And if you would look at both of them, you would think that you're talking about two different countries.
My name is David Tedisco, and I'm going to be a sophomore at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. My party affiliation is the Democratic Party. The biggest thing that has stood out to me so far at the convention was probably when Bernie Sanders turned over all his delegates to Hillary Clinton. It was this beautiful moment of unity. Another thing that stood out to me was President Obama's speech about how we don't need to make America great again. America is great. We've got a great military. We have a great economy. I think a lot of politicians are negative often, and I got very emotional over his speech because it's not often that your leader is reassuring you of how great your country is when so many people are saying how bad it is.
My name is Osareme Okolo. I am a rising senior at Harvard College. I sort of tell myself that I became a Democrat when I watched then-candidate Barack Obama's speech at the 2004 convention, his keynote address, and I really was inspired, and I saw a face that looked like me in a sea of faces. I think it's really, really amazing to be in a city just full of people who you know think very much alike you. It's rare that you're surrounded by Democrats in like a pretty large square foot radius, and I think that it's just amazing to see that people are this civically engaged.
My name is Mohammed Koshafa. I will be starting Salem State University next year. As of right now, I'm not really affiliated with any party, and I feel like staying kind of independent helps you choose the right decision, because I feel like if you pledge allegiance to one party, your brain is going to kind of subconsciously start like, oh, maybe they're right, maybe they're right, maybe they're right, and kind of start pushing you away from the truth. After I saw the email kind of scandal and all of it leak, I'm like, it's about to go down. And I thought that I want to see how they're going to be able to fix the situation which is inside them. It's like, oh, we're sorry, we did all this, but it kind of seems so fake. And the people who've been supporting Bernie Sanders since the beginning are really kind of, they're losing hope in the DNC. And the people who've been supporting Hillary have been kind of, they've also been losing hope in the DNC. And it's kind of like all of a mess right now.
I wouldn't say I was like a staunch Hillary supporter prior to the campaign. I think Bernie Sanders had a lot of good ideas, but I feel like some of them weren't practical. And what I appreciated about Hillary Clinton is that she does have a good track record, and I think she would be a solid president. I'm not like an enthusiastic supporter of Hillary Clinton, but given the current nature of the election, I feel that she is the best choice.
I think her experience speaks for itself. As President Obama said himself last night, being in the Oval Office is a job that nobody is prepared for, but she's going in with confidence because she's done all this before.
What has really impressed me about Hillary Clinton is that after she lost, she did not try to like cause animosity within the party, and she didn't try to, you know, be disappointed or just be like narcissistic and say, oh, like, well, I didn't win, so like, why should he now get support? Why should he win? It's really hard to do that, to fully then support the person just beat you in a very, very intense and emotional election, right? I've been really also impressed to see how she's been willing to evolve on issues as she notices like what we, the voters, her party would like to see.
Most of my family are Democrats, and they're kind of voting for her because they view it as the lesser of two evils, right? And elections shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be the lesser of two evils. And I feel like that all boils down to the party system, right? We've kind of made it to that. We've given them too much power. We've given both sides too much power to the point where we're like, oh, we have to choose one. And I thought this election would be a perfect opportunity with both sides with such low favorability ratings that maybe somebody from the middle could rise up. And that hasn't been happening.
That was Mohammed Kashafa, who's a freshman at Salem State University, Osareme Okolo, a senior at Harvard, David Tedisco, a UMass Lowell sophomore, and Marcus Granderson, a junior at Harvard.